The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Fight for freedom.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon. This is Kurt Newby. I'll be filling in for John Stettnoder this afternoon on the National Intel Report. Probably some of you remember me from October 1st when we did a program on hormones. We're going to jump into, still going to work on the immune system today, but we're going to start out with this headline. World faces a cancer epidemic, say health experts. But before we get into that, I'd like to welcome you all for sure. I would also like to say that I mentioned it before, I'm just simply an OHB, an ordinary human being, and I realize that most of the people listening to RBN are ordinary human beings. And the great thing about being an ordinary human being is we have managed to get through the lies and deceptions, misinformation, disinformation, and rise to the top, seek out the truth, and then go on to try to educate others. And in my humble opinion, RBN is by far at the top of the heap as far as explaining all the many issues that face this nation. But beyond that, having a solution, and I believe absolutely 100% the views of John Stadman, the only way we're going to get out of this mess is to go temporarily revert back to state banking, even though it's fractional reserve. I don't see any other way out. We certainly aren't going to win with the lead spreaders. So I fully confirm or go along with John on that one. I think we need to all work together. I think RBN is the answer, and I do believe 100% that with our help, RBN will take us to that level. And I'll be back in a minute.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don. Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And we're back. And just one little final note here before I go to a phone call. John made I thought it was an outstanding statement the other day. He was talking about fluoridation of the water. And he said, you know, I've been drinking that fluoridated water probably most of my life. And it really hasn't sedated me. And I think I'll bet everybody on this program has been drinking that fluoridated water. So I don't think that when these people get on some other different programs out there and spend days and days and days on fluoridation of water, absolutely does the same thing to me as it does to John. Drives me crazy. Anyway, we've got a caller on the line, and I hope I caught it right, but we're just going to call it Cecil and from Houston. So you got a question, I understand?
Am I on the line now?
Yes, you are.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is just very simple, principally based on Bible study that I've been doing over the past year. It's just very simple. I'm only 23 years old, but just from my understanding, how can we call ourselves free if we are technically in debt as a nation?
Well, we can't. That's a little odd. Pardon me?
So simply, we can't call ourselves free.
No, that would be true, but that's, you know, and I certainly appreciate the call, but we were going to dial into the immune system today, so it's kind of off topic.
Is this off topic? Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm kind of going on my own thing, and I'm just talking with what I think is important.
Well, and it is, it's very important, but
okay.
So is your immune system, because that's what keeps you above ground and breathing, and so I'd appreciate it if you stick around and listen to where we have been sidetracked into the ditch.
All right.
Because it's very important. We're headed for a nasty wreck in this country in a lot of ways, but our health is on top priority.
So is there any solution to any problem if we don't focus on the main issue? There's not a solution.
Well, there's a lot of main issues that I think that have to be focused on.
I agree that this
spiritual end is one, medical end is one, and education is one. It can't be one single issue. It's got to be an array of many things. And the purpose of this program is today to see how they prove to you how they've systematically destroyed your immune system and are going to have you check out way earlier than you should.
So who's
and I think you'll find it. I think you'll find it very interesting because the documentation is readily available for anybody.
Okay. I have a question. Okay, since we're on that topic, is it all right if I delve into it? Because I've done my own research on that as well.
Okay.
There's actually a lot of information online about look into my own illnesses, and I got into an apocalyptic state of mind where I was focusing on so many things, small things, and that's what led me to. I wasn't a Christian before, but that's what actually led me to see the principle. It just makes perfect sense. But what is the topic anyway? I'm sorry to be so ignorant. This is my first time.
Well, our health care costs in this country are up to $6,000 per year for every man, woman, and child. Now that's a pretty powerful indication that there is something drastically wrong with our immune systems. When you look at chronic degenerative disease, those are not diseases. There is no such thing as disease when you talk about chronic degenerative disease. At least 80% of it, all of those things are outward manifestations of an immune system that has gone awry and is simply unable to identify the problem. And when your immune system can't identify the problem, you're going to die. Now, this problem with the immune system is not, it's certainly not a God-given event, right? It's not the natural thing to have happen to a person, that their immune system quits working. I don't believe that the creator had that in mind, that we should all get sick before our time and pass on.
Well,
somebody's doing
there's always
it to
a biblical,
us.
There's always a biblical answer for everything.
That's absolutely correct, but somebody's doing it to us, and that's is the reason for this program today, is to go through the documented evidence.
Okay, so you're trying to figure out
how they've done it, but not only how they've done it, how stupid simple it is to correct the problem.
It's going to be impossible to fix any problem these days.
That is absolutely not true.
I know.
Anyway,
it's excellent that you want to expose as much as you can.
When I'm talking about the part about our immune system problems. That can't be reversed. That is a ridiculous statement. So, but if we're going to get through this today, I got to move on. But I certainly thank you for your phone call.
All right. And
keep listening because I think you'll probably learn quite a bit today.
I will be. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call. I'm sorry for being off topic.
No, that's all right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Bye.
So, we'll see if we can get back on topic quickly for all of you. If you're new listeners out there, or not actually new listeners, or whoever you are, that did not catch my program on October 1st on John's program, I would request that you go back and download that into the archives and download that program because that day we spent quite a bit of time on the estrogen problems. And the estrogen problem is one half of the equation. But we won't have time to go get into that all today, and I'd like to, at least this first hour, kind of go through things on the other side of the immune system, the communication side, and then maybe we can, and then in the second hour, we can do all the questions and answers you want, because I think I can get through most of it by the time we're through the first hour. So with that thought in mind, if those people that didn't catch the part on the estrogen dominance, would you just please go to our website and their healthlinkamerica.com, and there will be some listings up there on what Dr. Lee called estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease. Go through those symptoms, and for virtually all you women out there, you will identify with many, many, many of them. So go through those, and then if you really have any questions, just contact us by email, and I'll do my best to answer any questions that you have. But with that said, let's jump into this topic where the world, they said, and this is about 10 years ago, that the world faces a cancer epidemic. And here's what they say, quote, "We can not only treat cancer better, but we can certainly prevent future generations from getting a vast majority of the cancers." Now, that statement was made 10 years ago. And have we advanced forward in that last 10 years? No. No. Cancer problem is getting worse. So, because they made that statement 10 years ago, then why aren't we sharing with people? Well, what were they talking about? If we can prevent a vast majority of the cancers, what are they talking about when they talk about that? Well, they're talking about restoring the immune system. Because cancer is an ongoing process in all human beings, in all mammals. And as long as the immune system's up and running, you're never going to have to deal with that problem. So they know that the technology's out there, and I find this really an interesting statement. Quote, "Cancer is purely a man-made disease," say scientists after finding almost no trace of disease in Egyptian mummy. And it's a nasty thing to say, I realize that, but cancer is a man-made disease. I mean, do you think that, however you prefer to what your conception of how the universe got here, that God would actually give you an immune system that would eventually have you die of cancer? Does that make any sense to you people? And when you get to thinking about it, of course it doesn't make any sense. We're going to go through these things, and a great place to start is in Dr. Lee's second book on what your doctor may not tell you about premenopause. And he makes this statement on page 213. Cellular immunity, natural killer cell activity in interleukin-2 is compromised by unopposed estrogen and promoted by progesterone. And we'll quickly touch what we talked about last week. Progesterone, even though the word was taken out of the medical book 70 years ago, that doesn't change the fact that progesterone is the master hormone of the human body, male and female. It must stay in absolute perfect balance, or you're going to have a wreck. Progesterone to estradiol, 300 parts to 1 part estradiol in the 300 parts progesterone, 1 part estradiol in the female, 200 parts progesterone, 1 part estradiol in the male. That has to be maintained, or you're going to have a wreck. And we quickly discussed all, and you can hear it on my ad every day on RBN, all the estrogens in our food supply and our water supply are elevating that estradiol, putting estrogen as your master hormone, and that'll kill you dead in a box of rocks if you do not correct the problem. Very easy to correct by simply aiding the body, producing of progesterone. And with that thought, I hear some music, and we're going to be right back. Hold on, and we'll pick up where we left off. Thanks.
We must take America back.
In Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Well, and we're back. That was a convenient time for that ad to run. That is actually my ad up there on HealthLink America. And I want to put some clarification in there. Not the ad is correct. However, it doesn't give you the other half of the equation, because it's certainly why I couldn't get that done in 60 seconds. So when Dr. Lee's studies proved that as far as the osteoporosis, you can take any, I don't care how bad bone mineral density loss they have, by using progesterone, you know, the bone cycle is 6 to 7 years, but the bones will come back to 100% once you put progesterone back up as the master hormone. And he proved that. Proved that to the world. First time anybody reversed osteoporosis, you'd have thought he'd been a hero, but he wasn't a hero. He's hated for proving that. Why? Because progesterone, nobody can make any money. It doesn't cost anything. But anyway, with that thought in mind, he did, you know, he found that as far as breast cancer, uterine cancer, and prostate cancers, those were triggered from estrogen bombarding the BCL2 receptor site, which receives the message, hurry up and produce cells, we're behind in production. And that's why the women end up with fibroids in the breast and the fibroids in the uterus. But by simply bringing progesterone levels back up, those fibroids will simply go away. And you won't be fighting with a cancer problem. But, then the other side of the immune system, when Dr. Lee mentioned the part about natural killer cells, okay, that's the communication side of the immune system. And all other cancers out there, virtually everything, and actually virtually all other disease, is caused by unchecked viral activity. And if natural killer cells, what happens is they get drunk on the estrogen and they quit doing their job. Therefore, the virus can cause total havoc in your system because they got a free reign. The only defense you have against cancer cells and virus are natural killer cells. We didn't even know what natural killer cells were until 1973. Everybody always thought they were just a normal white T lymphocyte. But back in 1973, Ralph Zingemangel and Peter Daugherty got a Nobel Prize. And they were studying the immune system. And they would watch the responses. Have a bacterial infection, and you'd see the macrophages and the B cells and the helper cells and the T cells all race to the rescue of the human body. But they kept studying, and for some reason, there was about 10% of these T lymphocytes didn't do anything. They just continued floating around through the body tissue and in the blood and just putting all over on their, seemingly on their own, taking no directives from anybody. But yet, as they watched them, they would kill virus when they come in contact with it. They'd kill cancer cells when they come up alongside one, but nobody told them to do it. What they discovered were that these guys are pre-programmed robocops. They don't take an antigen presentation like on the part when you're fighting a bacterial infection where the macrophage bites a hole in the cell and then that foreign fluid leaks out into the body tissue. Body recognizes that as foreign. And then the macrophage calls in the B cells, T cells, and helper cells and takes care of that bacterial infection. That's not how a natural killer cell works. He's a chemical engineer. He's a really bright chemical engineer. He puts along through your tissue, and when he sees a virus or a cancer cell, doesn't matter what kind of virus, doesn't matter what kind of cancer cell, he jumps into his little laboratory, and instantly he concocts the exact right potion that he can inject into the side of that cell, and that cell dies. Now, that goes on by the millisecond throughout your body, all day, every day. And when these cells get drunk up on estrogen and forget what they're doing, these critters escape, and you're going to have a wreck. Virtually all disease, all chronic degenerative disease, other than the cancers caused by estrogen, center around low natural killer cell activity. So how long have they known all this? Well, and I believe this is the first study that was ever published from a university concerning natural killer cells after their discovery. Now, I don't know that for a fact, but it's the first one I've ever been able to find. It's called Human Natural Killer Cells in Health and Disease. And it's from the Pittsburgh Cancer Institute in 1994, Department of Pathology, University of Pittsburgh, PA, US of A. And here's what they had to say on their front opening statement. Defective or absent natural killer cell activity is associated with a spectrum of human diseases. Immunotherapy to augment and reestablish natural killer cell activity is becoming available today. Now, that's 1994. Remember the little slide about cancer faces world faces a cancer epidemic, and they've think they can teach the human body how to prevent that? Well, we've got a lot of time lapses here, folks, and we're not hearing much about that. So back into the Pittsburgh research, here's what one of the statements. It says, in cancer, natural killer cells are thought to be the first line of host defense against blood-borne metastases. Is that true? That's 100% true. And then it goes on into all the rest of the diseases. I don't care. Viral diseases, behavioral diseases, autoimmune diseases, every chronic degenerative disease known to man focuses around low natural killer cell activity. And here comes the music, and we'll be back in a moment. Thanks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Yeah, and we're back. Yeah, I understand we got another caller on the line, and Vernon from New Brunswick. Are you there, Vernon?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, good.
Good evening, Doctor.
Yes.
Learn something every day.
Well?
I wish I had another 40 or 50 years ahead of me to learn.
Got to have a little variety, you know.
Pardon?
I say one needs a little variety.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Are you familiar with a Dr. Joel Wallach?
No, I'm not.
Doctor of Ashes.
From where I'm?
He's called the Doctor of Ashes.
Oh, a doctor
basically,
of
his
ashes?
Research is that the human body, in order to function, we need 60 essential elements to function.
That's true.
But most of the food what we are eating, you know, the plants, they need only maybe 6 or 7 or 8 different elements in order to grow. So we have to have a variety of foods.
And I agree with that 100%. But now I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah?
By 1995, the American public became aware that something was severely wrong. And what was the first thing they did to try to correct that problem?
adding certain elements and vitamins and so on to the food.
That is correct. Now, with that thought in mind, even if we can say, well, some of the nutritional supplements just weren't good enough quality, or whatever excuse we might want to use, the American public has been trying desperately to supplement their food intake with nutritional supplements. Nutritional supplement business is about $200 billion a year. But chronic degenerative disease is not slowing, it's increasing. And there's a reason for that. Your immune system, I don't care if you starve to death. Your adaptive side of the immune system, the side we're talking about now with natural killer cells, they don't care one iota about nutrition. They are only interested in communication. And if you put everybody in this country at this time on a perfect diet, we would still all die.
Well, that's the way human life is.
Well, I mean, we would die prematurely, and I think if you listen through the rest of the hour, I think I can prove that to you.
Did you look at another aspect?
Well, okay.
All the other man-made chemicals we are being exposed to.
I agree.
It's a combination of many different...
It's a combination of many things, but once again, the adaptive side of the immune system, you got an innate side that responds and gets beat up badly from toxins and stress and poor diet. But once again, the adaptive side of the immune system does not care. It runs on communication, and that communications pathways have been broken down, not accidentally, but intentionally. But the great news is, it's very simple to correct.
And it sure doesn't help when in some cities they recycle the drinking water.
I agree. I agree with all of that. But if you corrected everything back to a perfect state, just like God intended it to be in the first place, at our present time, at this present time, our adaptive side immune system has already been destroyed, not by accident, intentionally. So even if everything went back to perfect on the innate side of the immune system, you're still going to die prematurely. That's what this program is all about, is to prove that to you. Prove to you that modern science knows that. Prove to you that they've covered up all of that information, because
it's the agenda.
Yeah, they have an agenda. They like to cull a herd, and it's called eugenics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, I was, you know, and I don't know, did you listen to Dave Hodges on Common Sense Radio on Sunday
night? I've been listening to a lot of shows lately.
Okay,
over the last few years, I went through quite a learning curve.
Well, everybody on this radio program today, I want you to go back into the archives to Common Sense Radio on the 14th, last Sunday, and listen to Dave Hodges. He had some very interesting people on that program, and they absolutely proved or said exactly what I've been saying forever. You cannot target a population for chronic degenerative disease to milk them out of their money and have them pass on before their time without first dismantling the immune system. And on that program of Dave Hodges the other night, he had some very high level people that have been working with the government, and they will tell you exactly how they're doing it, and they actually call it survival of the fittest. This is a planned event, people, to see how much many of us are smart enough to live through this little wreck in our health system.
The immune system is something like the infrastructure in a city, you know.
Yes, it is.
Like the maintenance worker and, you know, the ones that maintain law and order. And when that breaks down, then the city pretty soon, becomes unlivable.
That's true, and that's where we're at today, but it can be corrected. And that's the great thing about RBN. You know, especially John Badmiller, always, he tells you we have problems, but somebody's saying, folks, don't hang on the problems. And there's nothing wrong with hanging on the problems, but give some solutions. And that's what I'm trying to do here today, is tell you, folks, yes, we're sick, we're headed for a wreck, but it can be corrected very inexpensively. So for heaven's sake, do it. Don't get caught in the trap. Pardon me?
What I've been seeing the last few years, and come to the conclusion that sickness, troubles, miseries are the biggest industries.
They are.
And but that's where the most money is being made, and that's where the money, most money is being siphoned off from the public.
I agree. It's $2 trillion a year, but we don't. Those of us that are out of the matrix do not have to participate in that program, and that's what this program is about today. So
yeah.
Anyway, if I'm going to get through all of this, I probably better move on, but I certainly thank you for the call.
We appreciate it very much, what you're doing.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay. Call again. So, now back to where I might have lost my train of thought, Don. We're back to that Pittsburgh Cancer Institute report. And here's the next thing that comes up. It says natural killer cells in therapy. It may therefore be advantageous with patients with cancer or immunodeficiency diseases, that's everything, folks, to receive treatment aimed at augmenting or elevating natural killer cell activity, and goes on to say that such therapy is available today. So then the question might be, well, so we got natural killer cells. Can you test them to see if they know what they're doing? Yes, you can. The Pittsburgh Cancer Institute developed a test back in 1994, and that's, of course, how they got to, so they could study natural killer cells. It's called a natural killer cell function test. So, if you went down, so now you're going to wonder, well, can I run down to my doctor and ask him to do a natural killer cell function test? And the doctor's going to come back and tell you, well, yes, we can do that. And he will go and draw your blood, and he will send it off to Quest Laboratories, and they will do what they call a natural killer cell activity test. What does a natural killer cell activity test tell you? Absolutely nothing. It tells you how many natural killer cells, what percentage of your approximately 1 trillion cells that make up your immune system, what percentage of those cells are natural killer cells. If you get that test done, it will come in somewhere between 9 and 11%, not sometimes, not most of the time, but every time. Approximately 10% of your immune system is made up of these pre-programmed robocops, but it doesn't tell you if they know what they're doing. A natural killer cell function test will do that. Well, let's make it pretty simple math. So they draw the blood. In that blood sample, there are 10 natural killer cells. Of those 10 natural killer cells, 6 of them are drunk, don't know what they're doing, so they allow the cancer and viruses to float right past them and don't bother them. Only 4, in other words, 40% of your natural killer cells, are still able to recognize, respond, and remember. The rest of them are drunk and don't know what they're doing. And that's why we're having the wreck. And yes, it can be corrected. Now, there are only a couple laboratories, at least there was when I quit lecturing on the highway, but the one that made the natural killer cell function test available to the public was Specialty Laboratories in Beverly Hills, California. And for $300, you can have the blood drawn, and they will tell you exactly how many natural killer cells, what percentage of them, know what they're doing. So keep that thought in mind always when you're talking about natural killer cells, because somebody will run off and want to go down to their doctor and get a natural killer cell activity test, and it will not tell you anything. I just want to make that perfectly clear. But if you want, you know, if you're somebody in the California area, or you actually wanted to get a natural killer cell function test, it is possible to do. Now, when I get through the towards the end of the program, I believe I can prove to you that, well, it might be a waste of $300 because most of Western civilization is in serious trouble due to loss of an NK function. So I'm going to throw this one past you. Now, this, you know, and this is absolutely 100% true. If the human body used to could prevent all of these crazy chronic degenerative diseases, then that has to be able to be restored. I mean, we can throw our immune system away. It's got a pretty proven track record. You and I are on this planet, and the immune system has done its own studies, and it's kept us here for at least, we know, 6,000 years of recorded history. Even though plagues have triggered, I don't care what plague, I don't care how bad that plague was, the immune system has always rallied in humanity and identified the problem, corrected the problem, and we're here today because of that. Not because of science, not because of anything else, except God or however you want to figure it, nature, who, I don't care how you figure it, doesn't matter. My humble opinion, God gave us an immune system that works. And therefore, I think if that was a gift to God, maybe we ought to pay a little attention and keep it up and running. I don't think you ought to, you know, if God gave you a new car today, I don't think you ought to kick the doors in and throw it in the ditch. He gave you a perfect system, and when treated right and corrected, we'll go back to normal operation, and you'll stay above ground. Anyway, scientists think they can teach the human body to cure its own cancer, right? Now, listen how stupid simple this one is. Teach the immune system, this doc says. This may sound obvious, but when the body has a cancer process underway, clearly the immune system has become dysfunctional and is either unable to or has forgotten how to eliminate the foreign cells. And that's simply all there is to it, folks. That may sound too stupid simple, but it's reality. The immune system has got confused. So remember a minute ago I mentioned about natural killer cells, the three things they had to do. They've got to respond, recognize, and remember. Nothing you can do nutritionally will solve that problem. Only balancing of hormones and the reestablishment of those communications to those natural killer cells will keep you above ground. Balancing hormones is half the problem solved. But once natural killer cell function is lost, that is when you balance hormones, it's a great first start. It'll solve you from all the estrogen problems, the osteoporosis, the estrogen triggered cancers, prostate cancer, uterine cancer, breast cancer, and dozens of other things, you know, water retention, weight gain, foggy thinking, irritability. It just goes on and on and on. It is a great step forward, but it cannot protect you from the viral triggered cancers. Now, I'd like to play a little clip that appeared on Channel 3 in Arizona back in, March of 1997, I believe it was. But I'm looking at the clock here, and we're about to go to break, and I don't want it to get to have to cut it off in the middle. So, we're going to hold that clip, and I'll play it for you here in a minute. We're going to hold that one up until after, maybe we'll punch it right in right after, I think we can put it into the break right after this next break coming up. Look at this one. I think this one's pretty fascinating. Take us up to the break. John Hopkins cancer update, finally, it says. Cancer update from John Hopkins. Whoa! Every person has cancer cells in the body. These cancer cells do not show up in a standard test until they have multiplied to a few billion cells. When doctors tell cancer patients that there are no more cancer cells in their bodies after treatment, you know, after chemotherapy and radiation, it just means the tests are unable to detect cancer cells because they have not yet reached a detectable size. In other words, what they're saying is when you do chemo and radiation, the tumors disappear, they've melted them down, they're less than these several billion cells, they can no longer see them, you've not been cured of anything. The day cancer treatment stops, cancer starts to multiply again. Depending on how aggressive the cancer is, if it doesn't show up for again until over 5 years, then they tell you you have been cured, and this cancer that you now have again is a new cancer. If it shows up before 5 years, then they tell you, oops, it was the same cancer. But in reality, I don't care if it's 7, 8, or 10 years later, it's the same cancer showing up, the only difference being how aggressive that cancer is, how long it takes it to multiply, so it can be once again seen in an x-ray. So we'll be back in a minute and run that clip, and I think you'll find it pretty fascinating, so hang on, folks, we'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We are back. Now, before I play this little TV clip, I want to quickly, and I want you to remember this. So we're going back to page 213 of Lee's book again, under cellular immunity, and this is what it says. Natural killer cell activity in interleukin-2 is compromised by unopposed estrogen promoted by progesterone. And the reason that I do that is when you listen to this clip, they're going to explain that. Well, this is a news clip that aired when I was in Arizona one day. They were all excited on the radio that the Good Samaritan Hospital, the scientists at the Good Samaritan Hospital, had found the missing link in the cure for cancer. Now, I didn't know if that was going to be true or not, But I did plug in a little tape. So when the news came on that night at 7 o'clock on Channel 3, I captured this little soundbite. And it's, I think, fascinating. So without further ado, we'll click this up, and then after the next break, we'll get into the mysterious things that happened to this news release. So here we go.
All right, could it be the missing link in the cure for cancer? That's what doctors right here in the Valley say they may have found with a new treatment. Marty, sounds very exciting.
Yeah, this is great, great news. This new treatment is called immunotherapy, and it's a simple concept that doctors say could dramatically increase a cancer patient's chances for survival. And at least one Valley man is hoping it's the cure he's been praying for.
There's absolutely no explanation as to how I got this cancer.
For the last 2 years, 58-year-old Gene Orth has been fighting for his life. He remembers the very moment when everything changed.
Just one day I got a lump on my neck, and I went and had it checked out. And it turned out that it's what's called non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma can be one of the most difficult cancers to treat. But doctors at Good Samaritan Hospital may have found a way that could help Gene beat the cancer. And it centers around something in our body called natural killer cells.
What we hope to do with getting increased numbers of these is that they can identify any tumor cells that might be around, go and kill them directly.
Picture this. These Pac-Man-looking figures are called natural killer cells. They're the good guys, always eating up the bad, disease guys, like tumor cells. Well, doctors have now found a way to increase the number of these natural killer cells by injecting patients with a protein called IL-2.
We see those cells increasing their kill of tumors, at least in test tubes. We just hope that we can now take this from the test tube and now see it in the patient working.
This treatment is done following bone marrow transplants when the immune system is at its weakest. Dr. Jeffrey Schreiber believes this treatment holds incredible promise.
I think it's an important piece of the puzzle, and I hope that by combining all of these, we'll be able to solve the riddle of cancer.
Is that amazing? I think that's fascinating. What I think's more fascinating than that, however, is when I tried to get a copy of that from the TV station, that never aired. 14 hours later, ladies and gentlemen, even after since President Nixon declared war on cancer, and they've robbed literally trillions out of our pockets for research and treatment, I think we were investors. I think that information should have been privy to all of us. But it wasn't. It simply disappeared. So I think I hear some music. We'll be back in a moment, and we'll discuss this a little further. Thanks.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.